Local physician Dr. Richard Denton and a group of other local docs working for a worldwide nuclear arms ban plan on asking Greater Sudbury City Council to give a statement of support sometime in the near future. There is no treatment for a nuclear war. The only treatment is prevention, and so that is why we've come up with the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, Denton told Sudbury.com following his August 20 presentation at a Fridays for Future event downtown. It's prevention, and it's to prevent an accident, miscalculation, terrorists or an escalation from a conventional war to a full-scale nuclear war. The Fridays for Future Events Center on tackling issues related to climate change, which Denton said very much relate to nuclear arms. Climate change is causing desertification, so we're seeing a migration to the higher latitudes, to the Middle East, where they cause strife, and when there's strife, it could lead to nuclear war, he said, adding that the same could be said for other areas of climate strife. Another example he offered was water disputes, such as a dam being constructed on the Nile River, which destabilize regions as jurisdictions fight for control of the precious resource. Nuclear weapons cause environmental degradation of their own accord. We know that nuclear bombs are not just bigger, better bombs. What they do is put soot, dirt in the stratosphere, which then blocks out the sun and that causes crop failure and mass starvation, Denton said, calling the weapons illogical and insane, bringing about the potential for bringing about a nuclear winter that could kill billions of people. Don't bank on the bomb, he told the August 20 crowd, sparking a brief chant. This, he later explains, points to another campaign, which seeks to discourage people from investing in companies involved in the production of or profiting from nuclear weapons. So far, 54 countries have ratified the United Nations-backed Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, and 86 additional countries have signed on and are in the process of ratifying their agreement. Canada has yet to sign on, which is why Denton said he's joining his colleagues with the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War's Sudbury chapter in seeking the support of Greater Sudbury City Council. There are approximately a dozen active members and additional supporters in the local chapter, Denton said. Anano's poll of 1,000 Canadians earlier this year revealed that 74% were in support of Canada adhering to the treaty. Among the 344 Ontarians polled, 45.6% said they'd be more likely to back a political party that supported Canada signing on to the treaty. The federal level of various governments are not listening, so we're now at a grassroots in approaching municipal governments. Denton said, the city's elected officials are expected to consider the proposal during a meeting in the near future, which Denton has yet to firm up but says should be sometime this year. The hope, he said, is that City Council will take up the mantle and advocate on behalf of Sudburyans for the federal government to sign on to the treaty. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.